morning. Sometime, probably a little over a year ago, we were doing church on TV, excuse me, online, whatever that's called, and none of us were here. And I think I was the first one to give a lesson that Sunday morning, and I talked about the unprecedented events that were happening in the world with COVID. Well, I'm not saying it's over now, but I'm up here speaking today, and I think we can pretty much put COVID to bed, I hope. I know it's not completely gone. It'll never be completely gone. But I think it's nice to know that we are returning to a bit of normalcy. So once again, I'm going to speak about COVID a little bit this morning and how I think we're overcoming it. We have overcome it as Christians, and it's made us stronger for that. Psalms chapter 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters are of roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her and the right early. The heathen raged from the kingdoms. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were removed, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I don't know how many times I thought about things like this in the last year and a half, but it's been an unprecedented time. It's been a time of change in the world, in America, and in us. It was a long, grueling journey. I've been a Christian for over 40 years. I got to put 40 years. I don't know when I got baptized, but I was trying to figure it up, and it had to be somewhere in my early teens, between 10 and 15. I know it was a Sunday, and three of us got baptized at the same time. Two of my brother and my sister and myself got baptized. I was the last one in the water at Speedway Church of Christ, so all the bugs were already out of the water by the time I got in there. So I came out cleaner than the rest of them, but we all came out clean. But it was over 40 years ago I became a Christian in the church. I became a member of the Church of Christ and became a Christian. I've seen a lot of things happen in that period of time. A lot of people have come, a lot of people have gone. A lot of things have changed. But my faith, hopefully, has remained the same. Has it faltered? Has it stumbled? Possibly. Have I had problems? Yes. Have I made mistakes? Yes. But you know what? God was my ever-present strength that helped me get through it. God and Lisa. Without Lisa, I don't know where I'd be today. But the last year has been unprecedented. It's been different. And 40 years ago, when I was looking towards in the future, looking back, I didn't think I'd ever see a time when something would stop the Church of Christ. Now, that being said, it didn't stop the Church of Christ, but it put a halt on the Church of Christ in a way. Because how many of us are used to every Sunday and every Wednesday showing up at the church building and worshiping and partaking of the emblems and singing and praying? That came to a stop because of COVID. That came to a stop where we had to meet from our homes on television and through the internet. But yet, we were still a family. We were still part of the family of Christ. We were still members of the family of Vandalia. But it was different. It took a little adjusting. But yet, I didn't think I'd ever see that happen, but we got through it. And welcome back. We're all here this morning. Hopefully, we'll never have to go through that again. Welcome back to the building that serves as the location of the Vandalia Church of Christ. The Church of Christ is everybody sitting here this morning. The Church of Christ was sitting in all the houses around Iowa that were worshiping over the internet. That is the Church of Christ. This is just a building where we get together and we associate. We strengthen each other by our actions. We can hold each other's hands. We can shake and we can hug. Has it changed in the last year? Yes. There are people that aren't here today because of COVID. And there are people that aren't here today because they've been confined in nursing homes. Marvin's no longer here. We've lost Marvin in the last year. But yet we are still the family of the Church of Christ of Vandalia, Iowa. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod, for I'm part of the family of God. You will notice we say brother and sister around here. It's because we're a family and these folks are so near. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory in this family so dear. From the door of the orphanage to the house of the king, no longer an outcast, a new song I sing. From rags into riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod, for I'm part of the family of God. If I could ask for an amen, I'd say amen to that right now. We're all part of the family of God. But yet we're individuals together to make up the family of God. Family has been a prominent topic in the last year. You can only meet in small groups, 10 or more, 10 or less. No interaction with people other than family members. If you're not a family member, don't meet with them. Grandparents and people in care facilities suffered because they couldn't be visited by the friends, by their family, by people close to them. They could look through windows and see them after a little bit, but that ain't the same. That's not the same. Hospital people suffered. Employees suffered. Luckily, I was able to work through the whole process. I only lost 1 week, and that was because they told me to take a week off, because the government was paying to take a week off. I go start screaming crazy if I have to take that much time off. Employees suffered, students suffered. How many schools had to change their plans, change their way of teaching, change their education things? The church and the church family suffered. We were limited to the amount of people that could meet together. No interaction. There were even some groups that would not do singing. There were some places that were told they couldn't sing. Plastic cups for the communion. Didn't have a collection basket passed. And boy, oh boy, masks. Arg, masks. I'm over masks. I'm done with them. I walk in and I see a sign that says vaccinated people don't need to wear masks. Far as they know, I'm vaccinated. I am, but, you know, I'm not going to go up and say, I ain't vaccinated. I'm putting a mask on. I'm over masks. You know, I'd like to see smiling faces. You guys may not like to see my face, so I'll put a mask on if so. But I like to see smiling faces. I like to hear people talking. I don't want to feel like I'm ordering through a McDonald's drive-up window every time I order food or I talk to somebody because I can't hear what they're saying. But it's hard, and it's hard. But, you know, we got through it. We got through it. As a member of the Church of Christ, as a family of Christ, we got through it. We were able to overcome. I firmly believe that God was pleased with our efforts during that time. As we were submitting to the leader of our country, they said this has to be done. Did we agree with it? No. But we submitted to what they said. We did what they said had to be done. So I firmly believe that God was pleased with our efforts during that time. Did we fail to serve Him? I don't think we failed to serve Him at all. We did the best we could, and we did it in the way we know. And I've told the elders before at meeting, well, we don't have meetings very often right now because of the things that have been happening, but even through this whole thing with not meeting in the building and half the group not being able to be here, we're still strong as we were the day we had to depart. We're strong Christianly. We're strong spiritually. We're strong mentally. We're strong people-wise. I don't know what you call that, friendship-wise. But yet the church didn't suffer either, because as the guy that Deacon is in charge of the money along with Michael, we didn't suffer that much by the fact. So God took care of us while we were departed. God knew that we still knew we had to support the church. We had to support the brothers in the church. You know, I was thinking about it a few times. You know, it says in Matthew chapter 18:20, where two or three are gathered, I am with you. Well, when we were all gathered in our separate houses, God was with every one of us at that time. Sure, there was only two or three of us. Maybe there was eight or nine of us in the house at the time. But we were not together. We weren't here. But yet God was with us. And that kept me going. That kept us strong. And you know what? It was hard. I'm not the kind of person who picks up phone calls people. You know, but when the one time, I think it was one time Lisa and I went down to Indianola and popped in on Mary Ellen, and she started crying because she's down there by herself. I mean, she had family. But she's down there without the family of the Vandale Church of Christ, and she was sad about it. And it made me cry and made Lisa cry. But yet that's the way it was. But yet all we had to do was remember that they are members of this church with us, the family, and keep them in our thoughts and our prayers. And I'm sure there were a lot of thoughts and prayers. There were a lot of cards sent. There were a lot of calls made to different people in the group to keep the strength up. And we didn't give up, because it says on the first day, in Acts chapter 20, verse 7, it says on the first day of the week, when the disciples gathered together to break bread, to hear a preaching, we did all that. COVID didn't stop that. COVID altered that, but COVID didn't stop it. Ain't nothing going to stop God. Yeah, I'm educated in Indiana, that's why I say ain't a lot. Ain't nothing going to stop that. God will not be stopped. We talked about this morning, He's 100% guarantee. He didn't go, okay, I'll guarantee 100 or 99.7% that you'll be able to get through this. No, He guaranteed 100% we'd be able to get through that. But we had to be able to associate and to socialize with each other. We were able to do that by extra means, by other means. But I'll tell you what, it feels a lot better to be sitting here this morning, or standing here this morning looking at everybody, because it gives me strength to know that we've all come through it. I was considering ways that we were affected as Christians not being able to worship together without artificial means. I hate to call them artificial means, but that's what they are, artificial means. But there are ways we suffered. Was I able to pray as a group? Yeah, kind of. But when the prayer is being said by somebody on a TV halfway across Des Moines or down in Prairie City, and I'm listening to it in Vandalia, yeah, it's a prayer. But it's not the interaction, the prayer that we have here when we get to see each other and pray. The study was not the same. I mean, a lot of us are scared to talk here. A lot of us are scared to talk on TV. But yet we were able to get through classes on a Sunday morning. The way we did suffer was like we just partook of the body and the blood of Christ. Yes, we were able to do it from our homes, but it's not the same. It's just not the same. It's not the same being here as a family partaking of the body and the blood of Christ. Because we need to have that camaraderie, that companionship, that ability to pull each other up. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting in the 12th verse. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all are members of that one body, being many, are one body also in Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink that into that one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God has sent the members of every one of them in the body as it hath pleased Him. And they are all one member. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now there are many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. But again the feet, head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Nay, much more these members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And these members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon those we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts of more comely, abundant comeliness. I like that scripture. And I thought about that during this time. Because there's days I feel like I'm the foot of the church. There's days I might be the hands of the church. I might be the head of the, not the head as far as in charge, but the head of the church. But we all serve a part in this congregation. We all serve a part in the family of Christ. Some days I'm the foot, sometimes I'm the hand. Sometimes I might be the big nose, I don't know. But we're all part of that family together. And that's where I think we suffered a little bit, because we weren't able to have all those parts together. And somebody may sit at home thinking, I'm just not very important to that group right now because I can't be with them. Yes, they're important to us. When I think of the people that aren't here, I think I'm missing a part of this group. I'm missing the heart, the body. I'm missing the laugh. You know, it's not things that aren't mentioned here, but it's all the same thing. It's all part of the body. So we need to have all that as we can. That's what we were missing when it was that time of COVID, that time of shutdown. So I think we suffered a little bit because of that. We need to be able to see each other in person on a weekly basis. That's what keeps us strong. If I were to go 2 months without seeing anybody at work, or seeing any piece of equipment at work, or doing anything for work, well, first of all, I'd be, I don't know what I'd be doing, because I'd be stupid by that time. But I would begin to lose things. I'd lose my polish a little bit. I wouldn't be quite as good as I used to be. I worried about that when I had the 3 months, 4 months off for surgeries. Am I going to know what I'm doing when I go back? Well, I knew what I was doing when I went back, but I was a little bit slow at it. I was a little bit suffering a little bit because of it. But we need to see each other on a weekly basis, because that's where we get our strength from. I see Derek show up. I see Tim show up. I see Micah show up. And I know they've had a rough week just like I have, but yet they got through it. And we can stand back there and talk about, well, I went to power up a microwave oven the other day with Trent watching me, and about that time a lady slams the door behind me. Well, that's 45 minutes before I quit doing this, because it sounded just like a bomb going off. And I'm thinking, what did I just blow up on this oven? But I didn't see a big flash of arc, a fly or anything. So I think Trent got a bit of a tickle out of it, so I'm going to make him do the next one. But we learned something from that, and we learned something from each other. How did you get through that trouble you had? Everybody likes to come hear Derek's dad jokes. On Sunday morning, he was getting ready to give a lesson. I quit doing dad jokes because my kids tell me I embarrass them when I do that. I got a daughter back there shaking her head right now. But I do dad jokes at work all the time. The dispatchers say I'm funny because I do it. But we miss that interaction, that camaraderie. We miss participating as a family singing. You know, we couldn't do singing necessarily when we were doing the online because it just didn't work. You know, I might have been halfway through the first verse and somebody else was two-thirds into the second verse already. It just didn't work out. And praying together. We need to be able to pray together. We need to be able to come together and to share our needs and our wants and have prayers said for those. It's hard to do that when you're not sitting together with people. Romans chapter 8, starting at the 37th verse. For I am persuaded, 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing will separate us from that love except us. We could have run and huddled up and cuddled. You know, in class this morning, that verse is coming up, and I'm hoping I don't get to that verse when it's time to read about the fiery darts. Yes, I'm gonna refuse to read that verse, and you're gonna hear about that one later sometime. But that's kind of why we get together, so we can laugh about stuff like that. But there's nothing gonna separate us from the love of God. COVID tried to, but it didn't get it done. The world tries to, ain't gonna get it done unless we let it get it done. We could go hide in a corner. We could let our light not shine among men. We could hide it under a bushel. It's never going to shine. We're not to do that. We're to persevere through. We got through this thing together. I got through it with my friends at work, and I got through with my friends here at church, my family here at church. And I don't mean just the family here, I mean the family in Indiana, because I talked to Steve out there quite a bit, the family in Kansas City. If you don't think we had trouble people missing the family, our June meeting, I think, was one of the better attended meetings we've had in years, because people are dying to get together. They didn't have the Dean Avenue meeting for 2 years. We didn't have our meeting last year. Pleasant Hill didn't have theirs. The campout happened, but not a lot of people were able to go. This year was a 450 people a day or something at the campout. Christians are striving to get back together. Christians are longing to be together because we have something in common. We're part of the family of God. I was thinking about some examples in the scriptures. When Job was going through his troubles and trials, I don't see him having a lot of support group behind him at that time when they come in and say, oh, by the way, all your cattle were destroyed, or your livestock. Oh, by the way, your family got killed, your kids. And oh, by the way, your house got, something else got destroyed. I don't see a lot of people standing behind him going, oh, you can do this, Job, you can do this. No, they were saying, curse God and die. What have you done wrong? Well, what'd Job do? He said, blessed be God. Naked came I out of my mother's womb, naked will I go back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what we had to do to get through COVID. Blessed be God's name that we were able to not suffer. A lot of us suffered through COVID. A lot of us, maybe, I don't know if any of us lost anybody. If you did, I'm sorry for that. But if anybody lost somebody in COVID, we need to remember that God is stronger than anything else. God will help us overcome. When Daniel went to get thrown in the lion's den, I was thinking, nowadays we're doing sports gambling in Iowa. It just drives me nuts. Because you'll see a sign that says, bet on these games, and then a little corner at the bottom. If you have a gambling problem, call this number. Okay. Well, the devil's trying to get me. I wish there was a little sign. There is. Call God for help. Call Charles for help. Call somebody for help. They'll get you through this. But what I was thinking of is, if, and I'm not trying to make this worldly, but if we had gambling back in the day when these things were happening to Daniel and all them, how many people would be betting that Daniel's going to come out of there in 400 pieces? That'd been a pretty good bet to make. But yet, he beat the odds. He walked out with all his limbs intact and everything else. So he got through it, and we'll get through it. We got through it together. This wasn't going to be a long lesson this morning, but this, I hope, is an insightful lesson for me, because things have changed. We'll never be the same. We will always think, as we partake of the emblems on Sunday mornings, okay, why are we doing plastic cups now? I got no problem plastic cups, but that'll think us back to, okay, well, COVID took care of that for us. Someday we might go back to glasses again, which would be nice, but I'm not going to push it. I could turn on the radio every morning. Now I hear about another variant that's coming out. Well, I survived this one. I'll survive that one. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway made sure of that when they gave me my shot. I'm just joking. But we're a part of the family. We're a family of God. Sometimes we laugh together. Sometimes we cry. Were there tears shed during COVID? I'm sure there was. Was there anxiety and angst during COVID? Yes, there was. But you know what? As a family of God, we got through it. As a family of Christ, we got through it. If you're not a member of the family of Christ, there are a lot of people out there right now in the world that are going, how did they get through that? How do I get through it? I got nothing. Well, if we are not a member of the family of Christ at this point in time, we have that to look forward to. What am I looking forward to? These people look like they have hope for something. I may not have that hope. If you have not accepted Christ into your life, if you have not been baptized, had your sins washed away. Now, I'm not saying that's going to take all the troubles of your life away, but it's going to sure give you a lot of strength and comfort knowing there's a family behind you that will help you get through it. But you need to be baptized. You need to confess your sins. You need to be made whole again. And if for some reason you've stumbled, we all stub our toes once in a while. If we feel a need to come forward and make right for wrongs we've done, we're given that opportunity as we stand and sing the closing song.